Dear Mr. Trump, well, here we are again. I've come to complain. A white, middle-class, teenage girl. Writing to you, an orange, 1%, 70-year-old man who also happens to be my president. Here we go. George Washington owned slaves. He was publicly excused because he helped found the country, and he was a gentleman. Though I and most others are still mad about the slaves, we still study him in school. Abraham Lincoln signed an act to imprison Civil War protesters. That was excused because he ended slavery. John F. Kennedy authorized and then blotched the Bay of Pigs invasion in Cuba. That was excused because he died a martyr. But you, sir, are neither a gentleman, a founder, nor have you done anything to liberate anyone. You gave a woman hush money to stay silent about a private love affair. You have called countries in Africa, excuse my French, shithole countries in front of congressional leaders, and right before Martin Luther King Day. You have called women you found unattractive fat pigs and dogs. In the midst of sexual assault charges, you stare blindly at the rest of us with the video proof of what you've done. You clearly have never seen an African country, and you still think you have the right to talk about how horrible they are. You think anyone not of your race is lazy and will steal jobs. You have been openly rude to people on and off camera, and you make fun of those with disabilities. So, that begs the question. Washington had manners, Lincoln freed the slaves, Kennedy was decent. What makes what you do acceptable?